Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Should Trump be impeached? I don't think so. I actually kind of like Trump because he's different than Clinton. He's different than Bush. He's not being bought by legislations and big businesses. He's just on his own.
.987 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. 8:46 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. Pope Francis condemns child sexual abuse and cover-up in the Catholic Church. Critics say an apology is not enough.
Two.
Murder-suicide in South Wichita. A woman and her son. Woman was stabbed. Man apparently shot himself.
One.
Two men killed in a weekend in North Wichita after a shootout in an alley. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
For the last few minutes, eastbound Kellogg reduced to one lane at Webb Road. They're doing some painting right now there. It's expected to go on till noon. So again, that's until noon today. Eastbound Kellogg reduced to one lane at Webb Road. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
More rain in the forecast. Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. But then tonight, a 50% chance for rain. Overnight low 64, and on Wednesday, a 70% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 75. Nice, nice temperatures right now, partly cloudy. We have a north wind at 9 miles per hour and 64 degrees. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, the Glenn Beck Program. Let me talk with Arthur Herman, author of the book Freedom's Forge, How America Business Produced Victory in World War I. Coming up with Glenn Beck, 9 o'clock, top of the hour this morning.
That'd be pretty interesting.
Ted, I've been reading recently a lot about World War I, and there is, we always talk about World War II and how the great American industrial machine cranked up for that. Well, they did it in World War I.
World War I was
they did
pretty
it there
amazing
too.
Stuff
they,
as well.
They sent over a lot of supplies and a lot of help for those people who were fighting in the trenches, a lot of guns, bullets, whatever they needed. The great industrial machine
and
got
our air power.
Yeah.
That was the first war started using airplanes.
So Glenn Beck coming up at 9 o'clock. Should be interesting, Ted. Surf's up in California. There's where it's now the official state sport. Governor Jerry Brown announced Monday that he has signed a bill making it so. The new law declares surfing to be an iconic California sport, even though it acknowledges that surfing originated with the Polynesian people and was imported into California from Hawaii. Still, it says Californians have embraced surfing and made important contributions to the modern sport. Got 1,100 miles of coastline.
That's,
You got to do something with it. Might as well go surfing.
Might as well grab the surfboard. Yeah.
Surfing. If we had an official
ride a Woody and you're sitting on top of the world.
If we had an official state sport in Kansas, what do you think it would be, Ted?
What would be our state sport?
Basketball? Could we claim it?
Waddling?
What's waddling? What is that? Noodling? Is that what is it when you catch a catfish by letting him swallow your arm? Is that noodling?
Yeah.
We can do that.
You suggest that?
That might work. Okay. Today, the Steve and Ted poll question today there on our webpage, knssradio.com. We are retiring.
Storm spotting. That's our state sport.
Storm spot. Yeah. That could work. That could work. The White House, this is a question on the poll. The White House unveiled its plan for a new military branch, the Space Force. Is this a good idea? We wound up with 39% saying no.
Space Force.
A waste of resources. And then 61% agreed, yes, it is necessary to the country's safety. Early on in that poll, it was running like 10-1 or 9-1 against.
Yeah.
9-1 saying it was a good idea, but the no's started coming in. So you can be a part of the poll. Go to the webpage, knssradio.com. Participate in today's question, which is, the November general election is approaching. who are you likely to vote for as Kansas governor?
Little straw poll here in August.
So we have five candidates, including Rick Kloos, independent, Greg Orman, independent, Jeff Caldwell, libertarian, Laura Kelly, Democrat, and Chris Kobach, the Republican candidate. It's right there on the webpage, knssradio.com. Might as well check in, and we'll start to get an idea of how this is going to go. The early returns on that have been like a tie between Laura Kelly and Orman and Kobach, right, Jad?
Kobach's in the lead now.
Kobach's in ahead. How far ahead is he right now?
Not very much, but
just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right there on the webpage, the Steve and Ted poll.
Yeah, we'll start to get some results in on that and see how it shakes out.
Yeah. Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street Monday. Yeah. The Dow up 89, S&P rose 6, NASDAQ increased by 4 points.
Yeah, I got that momentum to carry over from last Friday.
After more than a century behind bars, the beasts on boxes of animal crackers are roaming free. Mondelez International, the parent company of Nabisco, has redesigned the packaging of its Barnum's Animals crackers after relenting to pressure from people for the ethical treatment of animals. The redesign of the boxes, now on U.S. store shelves, retains the familiar red and yellow coloring and prominent Barnum's Animals lettering. Does it have it there today? Yeah. But instead of showing the animals in cages, implying that they're traveling in boxcars for the circus, the new boxes feature a zebra, elephant, lion, giraffe, and gorilla wandering side by side in a grassland.
Yeah.
Our good friend Patrick Murphy has brought in a package. Mm-hmm. This is not a box. That's more like, what is that?
The bag.
A bag.
Reusable bag.
What do you see there?
Thus, though, squeezing out the polar bear from the front of the package.
Oh, that squeezes the polar bear out?
Yeah. Hmm. They added zebra to fit in with their African grassland theme, and the polar bear will no longer be there.
Well, does PETA realize that these are cookies that are to be eaten?
Yeah, these are cookies.
They're to be eaten, and so we're going to be eating the likeness of animals, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, but now they're free range cookies.
I see. Well, and Patrick Murphy brought that in and showed me that if you look closely on the cover there, he says there's bars behind.
It's very, very minimal.
That looked to me like paneling. You know, it's like they're in the den somewhere, and that's the paneling behind them.
No. Well, no, it's supposed to be a circus car. There's the two little wheels.
Oh, okay, but it's kind of nothing like having an open circus car
idea.
For a lion or a gorilla that could just jump out there and tear your head off, right? Okay. Animal crackers, the controversy of the day. 8:52 now. Steve and Ted. Will a Wichita golf course change hands? Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the Golf Advisory Committee getting together to talk about the possible sale of McDonald Golf Course. The city has received a proposal from a developer. Johnny Stevens is looking to buy the course. Mayor Jeff Longwell discussed the unsolicited offer on Twitter. He asked his followers to let him know what they think. McDonald is southwest of 13th and Oliver. Sherry Utash says she's ready to use the branding power of her organization's connection to Wichita State University. Utash is president of WSU Tech. She says being affiliated with Wichita State allows the former Wichita Area Technical College to increase recruiting efforts along the I-35 corridor and beyond. She says WSU Tech has a national and international scope greater than ever before. And the big fundraiser for youth entrepreneurs brought in a record amount of donations this year. The organization raised $1.9 million through its biennial Biz Bang fundraising event at Intrust Bank Arena. The previous record, $1.3 million. YE is a Koch Industries-backed nonprofit that provides entrepreneurial and business education to high school students. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. You know, Ted, in 1988, then-President Ronald Reagan declared that August 21st would henceforth be National Senior Citizens Day.
All right.
So it is. Today is National Senior Citizens Day. When we talk about the question here, do you have an elderly person in your life that you love and appreciate? Well, you should tell them today how much they appreciate their senior citizenship, right?
Well, I certainly appreciate you, Steve.
Now, wait a minute. What is the lower limit on senior citizen? Did you say 50 a while ago? I believe you're climbing toward that destination, Ted.
Well, aren't we all?
You know, where you will join.
You're closer to the summit than I am.
You will join the ranks of so many of us saying when they go to Denny's or IHOP or, do you have the senior citizen discount for me?
I haven't gotten there yet. Well, I don't see anybody giving me a discount.
Yeah.
I'm just a middle-aged
National
schleb.
Senior Citizens Day. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, we wish you the best.
Oh, yeah. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, a woman and son involved in a murder-suicide in South Wichita. That story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.